Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The first baseman, Jim Poole. Batting third. The left fielder, Bill Lamar. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chick Galloway. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Slim Harris. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Slim Harris. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting third. The center fielder, Pat McNulty. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Freddie Spurgeon. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Uhel. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, George Uhel. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Summa. Bishop reaches second base with a double. Jim Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole hits a line drive to left field. Jameson throws towards the plate. Sewell fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Sewell. Bishop moves to third. Poole moves to second. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon fields it and throws to home to get Bishop. Poole moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a line drive into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is hit by the pitch. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Miller. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Miller steals second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes strikes out. Two outs. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway hits a line drive into center field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a fly ball into left field. Lamar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Slim Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Jim Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Poole hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bishop moves to second. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar is 0-for-1 in the game. Lamar hits a line drive into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Simmons, who is chasing the ball. Uhel reaches third base with a triple. Sewell goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Indians. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Poole scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jameson for the out. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-1 in the game. Summa hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Uhel tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 0-for-1 in the game. McNulty hits a pop-up towards first. Poole settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. Cochran hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Summa. Cochran reaches second base with a double. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cochran moves to third. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Cochran scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 2-1, Indians. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0-for-1 in the game. Galloway hits a fly ball into center field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Slim Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Burns. The throw from Cochran and he is safe. Burns steals second. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0 for 1 in the game. Spurgeon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burns moves to third. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to second for the out. Burns scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Indians. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bishop hits a fly ball into center field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Poole strikes out. Two outs. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar is 0 for 2 in the game. Lamar hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lamar for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Rommel now pitching. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Uhel hits a line drive into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Summa hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Summa. The throw from Cochran and he is safe. Summa steals second. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 0 for 2 in the game. McNulty takes first base on ball 4. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive beyond second. Spurgeon can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Simmons is thrown out after the base hit. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Uhel fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Lamar. Burns reaches second base with a double. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Spurgeon hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Lamar. Spurgeon reaches second base with a double. Burns moves to third. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes juggles the ball. That's an error on Dykes. Burns scores. Spurgeon moves to third. It's 4-1, Indians. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sewell is thrown out after the base hit. Spurgeon scores. Hodapp moves to third. One out. It's 5-1, Indians. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Uhel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hodapp scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, Indians. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jameson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller who is chasing the ball. Jameson reaches third base with a triple. Uhel goes all the way around to score. It's 7-1, Indians. Lefty Grove now pitching. Cliff Lee pinch hits for Homer Summa. Cliff Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jameson scores. Two outs. It's 8-1, Indians. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McNulty takes first base on ball 4. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Cliff Lee now playing right field. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Dykes is called out on strikes. One out. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0-for-2 in the game. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Burns hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway can't make a play. That's a base hit. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Spurgeon moves to third. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sewell is called out on strikes. Two outs. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran fires to third and they've got Spurgeon trapped. The throw back to Cochran, who tags Spurgeon for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Chick Fuchter now playing second base. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bishop hits a line drive into right field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Poole hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuchter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar is 0-for-3 in the game. Lamar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Uhel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Uhel strikes out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Jameson hits a fly ball into left field. Lamar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cliff Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Simmons is called out on strikes. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Philadelphia Athletics, 1. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.